with Mark and Dave, News Radio 1190 KEX. Joining us now is Multnomah County Chair Jeff Kogan, because last night there was a very lively debate about the Selwood Bridge once again. And it seems like it's two steps forward, three steps back when we talk about this thing. And, Chair, welcome to the Mark and Dave Show here.
Hi, thanks. I like to think it's three steps forward, two steps back.
I would hope so.
I had a solution for the whole bridge. Why don't we just sell lemonade at each end and pay for it?
Hey, I'm in. Why not?
I guess it's the whole idea that the people in Clackamas County are just, they're dead set and very, very passionate about not paying for anything in Multnomah County.
I don't think that's true. I think we're going to find out on May 17th that a majority of the people in Clackamas County know that this bridge is a regional transportation asset and that, frankly, very many people use it in Clackamas County and it matters to their community. I think we're going to see that it passes.
Well, it's an interesting conversation, Chair, that we've had on this show many times, and we've talked to a lot of people in Clackamas County who would disagree with what you just said. So maybe you can take a moment to make the argument for why it is something that should be paid for regionally, as you say.
Well, it's a regional transportation asset. 70% of the trips across the Selwood Bridge either begin or end in Clackamas County. If the Selwood Bridge were to close, it would be a tremendous burden for Clackamas County residents and for Clackamas County businesses. And, you know, frankly, we live in a region. The county lines that we have are these jurisdictional boundaries that were created 150 years ago. And they do matter, but they're not everything. It's not the be-all and end-all. And we're in this together. It would be a bad thing for Clackamas and for Multnomah if the bridge were to close. And so all of us have to play a role in trying to fix it.
Understood. And it's a fair argument. How do they arrive at that 70% figure? I've heard 75%. So, but was it a survey? How do you know who's crossing that bridge?
Transportation analysts did some surveys, and they talked to folks, and they did an analysis that took several months to do, and they concluded that that's what they found. You know, it's just like polling.
I'm just shocked, though, even from the meeting last night, where so many people said, look, this is unprecedented that we in Clackamas County pay for a bridge that sits entirely in Multnomah County.
You know what? They're right. It is unprecedented. It hasn't happened before, but that doesn't mean it's not the right thing. It doesn't mean it's not a good idea. The truth is, a lot of our transportation projects are funded statewide. When you have a statewide source of dollars, you get those dollars from every different community, and then they get divvied out based on how they're needed. So when they build new roads in Clackamas County, a lot of those dollars come from Curry County, and they come from, you know, Northwest Oregon. So we are a state. We are a region. This is, I'll be honest, this is a different ask. We're going to each government and saying, okay, we know where this bridge lies, but in order for us to get the resources to fix it, we all have to participate. The truth of the matter is, the city of Portland is putting in between $80 and $100 million. Multnomah County is putting in $127 million. The $22 million that Clackamas County is putting in represents about 7% of the total bridge cost. So if you think about it in terms of how much they're putting in compared to how much they use the bridge, it's a pretty good deal. But I'm not going to be cute about it. It's a big ask. We've never asked them to do something like this before.
I think it's generated
a great conversation, but I think we're going to find that at the end of the day, people are going to find a $5 a year contribution to keep this vital transportation asset is a reasonable thing.
You know, if it's me, I'm a reasonable guy. I look at $5 and I go, I'm getting a deal, Chair. But there are people who are just they're passionate about it. They're upset about it out of principle's sake. But let's ask you this. If this thing fails, can a bridge be built and then toll it?
Well, I don't know. It's a possibility. We have the legal ability to do that. And that may be what we have to do. I'm not sure. But right now I'm really focused on it passing. If it does fail, it will be the case that we're short. We don't have enough money to build the bridge.
Okay,
we'll have to look at other options.
We're short on time, so this is really just a yes or no. But is it time for the state to look at just taking over ownership of all bridges and let that be a state issue, as opposed to dividing up money and having counties manage bridges?
That would be fine. I think you can make a good case that it should be a state or at least a regional entity that controls them. But right now, that's not the case.
Yeah.
Right now, we've got what we've got, and we have to work together to try and create a solution to make this bridge work for the community.
Chair, thank you very much for being on with Mark and Dave. We really appreciate the time.
You bet. Always like talking to you guys.
All
have
right.
a good one.
You too.
All right.